When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
Hey, cool stuff at on the campus of UNO last night, Omaha, where Union Omaha had the PJ Flyin' Sporting Kansas City, basically the Yankees of soccer.
Rich kids.
On the ropes. I was watching on, they did a live YouTube stream on it. Really good. I don't know who the guys were. I apologize. The really, really good broadcasters. Super informational. And
it was me.
Really clean. You were great, Josh.
Thank you. No laptop. Nailed it.
I watched the kind of beginning stages of the game and you know, the first 20 minutes, and then I checked back in periodically throughout the night. Didn't get a chance to go to the park last night.
Couldn't get a ticket.
I wouldn't let me in. They're like, this guy's not a diehard.
Sorry, you had your chance.
Fly by night kind of soccer fan, I think.
Owl out front should have told you.
And so, you know, Sporting had some pressure on Omaha for a long time, and then Omaha kind of turned the tables a little bit, grabbed the lead, and had him on the ropes for a while. And Sporting came through at the end and won 2-1. Yeah. But Omaha did not lose last night, folks. Omaha was a winner.
But Connor, they got outscored.
That's not.
And eliminated in the Lamar Hunt tournament.
When you play a team that is two levels above you on your home turf, and you're trying to get the brand off the ground, and you're trying to get a new stadium built, and you're trying to get people riled up about soccer, just going toe-to-toe for 120 minutes might do the trick.
Gave Sporting everything they wanted and more, sure.
Yeah. So I thought it was the pictures look great. By the way, Omaha's, you know, Coniglio Field. I think I've only been there maybe once since they converted it full-time football to full-time soccer.
Who's responsible for that?
Gig'em.
Tried to tell
you. Gig'em. Man, that place is nice. Jeez.
Looked really good.
Yeah, it looked great on TV. Mm-hmm. All the people in the berm. And what'd they get? 4,700 last night.
They got all of them.
Yep. Really, really good stuff. So congratulations to Marty and everybody involved over there with Union Omaha for running a good show and making it look really, really sweet. Union Omaha is very, very good for their league.
Mm-hmm.
They just played two leagues up last night, and fell a little bit short. But that was really cool. So Omaha wins. Omaha wins last night. That's the headline.
Played 30 extra minutes.
Put it on the paper. Omaha wins.
Omaha wins.
That's exactly right. We don't have I only got like three minutes here. So I don't want to get into that. Remember yesterday we mentioned that Big Ten draft that we kind of stumbled upon? I put a couple things together, so we'll just hold that for tomorrow.
We're holding.
Sorry. We're going to get a hold here.
That's a broadcast tease.
Yeah, unfortunately. I did see an interesting story. I mentioned this to Jacob earlier. So there was a mailbag in The Athletic, Brendan Marks, CJ Moore, Kyle Tucker. They put some answers together. So the question was, Does anyone have inside knowledge on how much players earn when they transfer, when they go into the portal? 300,000, 600,000, a million? What's the ballpark? What are we looking at? And so what Kyle did was he asked these kinds of people, a handful of movers and shakers in the sports, two high major head coaches, another high major staffer, a recruiting insider, and a behind-the-scenes power broker, whatever that means, all of whom were granted anonymity in exchange for their candor, of course. That's fine, whatever. I just wanted to see the numbers. And so here were some of the guesses. Starter should be 200 to 250,000, all-conference 350, all-American 500,000 plus. But there are people that are paying double that across the board, said one of them. Another, starter 200 to 300,000, all-conference 500 to 750,000, high-end 800,000 to 2 million,
whoa,
says another. Another, starter 500,000, all-conference 800 to 1 million, top guys well over 1 million. Some teams are getting wild with the money in the portal, says another. Depends on the position. An all-conference guard could be looking at $450,000 to $600,000 as they've gotten even more scarce, $600,000 to $800,000. Bigs, what was $600,000-plus for an all-conference player, is now well over a million.
Wow.
And then this one, starter $200,000 to $400,000, all-league potential $600,000 to $800,000, top guys, over a milli! Exclamation point. That was a text. Bottom line, if you have major needs to fill and plan on doing so through the portal, you'd better have a couple million bucks in NIL funds to assemble a competitive roster in the current climate. So based on what we have seen, let's just use Nebraska as an example. Do you think Nebraska had a couple million bucks?
For one player?
No, for their whole thing.
Who was it the other day that said three? They probably have three.
Robin said that.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think they spent three on what they got?
I don't want to be there. It does not seem like it, no.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I don't think that. I don't think that they spent $3 million on their roster this year. Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That like I said, that's okay. Fine. But
they're not obligated to.
Nebraska didn't take that route this year. Mm-hmm. They took the route of we are going to get a bunch of old guys. Right? They didn't take it last year, the year before, to be fair, either. We're going to get a bunch of old guys, or just last year, I should say. We're going to get a bunch of old guys who have been pretty solid players, you know, probably starter level guys, and you know the list of suitors is not quite as competitive as some of the top of the game. Nebraska does not have to operate in that realm. They don't have to. People clamor for it every day. They're like, hey, if you want to be a good college basketball program, you got to pay $3 million and get a point guard who, you know, you got to get Kadari Richmond, or you got to go get, you know, whoever goes the biggest guy in the portal. Like, you don't.
Just spend the money.
You do not. You do not have to. You can have a successful team in other ways. And it does limit your ceiling. That's okay. For the record, I mean, I think Creighton, you know, spent some money and came up empty on a few and then got a few and, you know, spent a good amount of money to probably retain its roster as well. Obviously, Kalkbrenner's back. So there's that piece of it. They probably ended up spending more. I don't think Creighton is in the game or is capable of being in the game of like, hey, we're going to go offer $2.5 million for a shooting guard, you know, or a point guard. Like, they don't need to be in that game for what they needed. And in general, anyway, they're still kind of developmental, better players, good players. But, you know, still, ultimately, they are depending on the sum of the parts being greater than what the whole puzzle is. So, I don't know. There you go. I thought that was kind of interesting from the mailbag over there at The Athletic. Shout out to those guys. All right, we'll come back and get to the poll questions. Tell you what to watch on the other side on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?